You can feel it in the Gospel of Mark, right? The spread of the Gospel. How it's moving. I mean, just think. If you were living there, and this man came around and spoke, "This is who my Father is. This is the mercy he has for you." And spoke with authority. He healed everybody who came to him. Don't you think the word would get around? I mean, awesome. And people would flock to him to be around him first. And so that's what we get in this gospel text. The story of this leper who somehow knew, if you will, you could heal me. Now, in our Hebrews text, we have this exhortation to faith. It's talking about the wandering in the desert. The reason being that we are still God's people on pilgrimage. We're going somewhere. We are not there. We are going to eternal life. And as we pass through here, this isn't where we settle down. But we want to bring the whole world with us. And so we preach, we evangelize, we talk about him. This is an exhortation to faith. Therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says, so right away, you see, this is faith. It isn't just the scriptures say, we get so used to that phrase that we forget who's talking. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as at the rebellion in the day of testing in the desert, where your fathers tested me in a trial and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was indignant with this generation, and I said, they always wander in their heart, and they do not know my ways, as I swore in my wrath, and then they shall not enter my rest. But the text says, if they enter my rest, which is so powerful. It's a Semitic curse. Huh? If I don't pay you by tomorrow night, may my right hand wither. That's the sort of a thing, see? And so, if they enter my rest, may God do, but he's God. It's just a way of making a firm declaration, I guess we would say. Look to it, brothers, lest there ever be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief to leave the living God. Rather, encourage each other day by day, so long as it is called today, lest any of you be hardened by the deception of sin. And so, he's teaching us about the movements of our heart. See, as we are here in this chapel, the Almighty Creator of the world is here. The angels are here. In a little while, the Son of God in his physicality will be right here with us, just as much as he is in heaven. But he won't be as visible. Now, it's okay to maintain those things when everything's going well. But it's difficult to maintain those things when things are going difficultly, when things are going badly. I love you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. Whatever it is, I give my life to you. Do you see how faith requires that love which is in the will to go on believing? I'm going to believe, I don't care what. And that's how we grow. But you see, it's a challenge. Faith is a challenge. And we can make it easier for ourselves if we overcome the many challenges of every day. Like, one, get out of bed on time to pray. Two, behave yourself on the road. You know, these tiny little ones. But, you know, let the Lord be Lord. So that when the large ones come, we say, I'm ready, Lord. I trust you. I love you. This is very difficult. You see? But I know that you will strengthen me, and you will lead me and guide me and tell me what to do. You see? Don't be hardened by the deception of sin. You've noticed that, haven't you? You know how you can get into a bad habit of whatever, gossip, drinking, whatever. And you're hardened by it. Pretty soon, you hardly recognize that you're sinning so much. Right? Thought patterns, anger patterns. That's the deception of sin. It's not so bad. Or hardly notice that we're doing it. But we're still setting loose evil into ourselves and into the whole world, and pulling down the holiness of the church, the deception of sin. And it can get big. Someone can start to be unfaithful to their spouse, and pretty soon it's a habit. And they hardly realize the immensity of the evil. That's the deception of sin. He says, you see, lest any among you, see, encourage each other, so that none among you be hardened by the deception of sin. Help each other. For we have become sharers with the Christ. We are partakers of Christ, okay? If only we hold from the beginning of our assurance up until the end, while it is said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as at the rebellion. The Lord is going to say lots of things to us today. Let us yield. He has only in mind, the Father looks at us and he sees us with him in incredible bliss forever. And so he says, pay attention to me. I'm guiding your life to bring you there. You're on pilgrimage. Huh? And so, and to whom did he swear that they would not enter this rest, if not to those who were unfaithful? So we see that they were not able to enter because of a lack of faith. You see the exhortation? Now he's talking to people who, some of whom have had their houses destroyed or their goods taken from them. Some have been put in prison. You know, this isn't Montgomery Village, you know. Maybe Montgomery Village will become this one of these days. But, they're having a hard time. And they're saying, Jesus is the Messiah, the risen Lord, the source of all life. Then why do they all hate us? Why can't I get a job? Nobody will hire me. I'm a Christian. That's the challenge of faith. And yet it is such a glory to have the Shekinah, the Holy Spirit, hover over us. Guide us, lead us, protect us. Never abandon us on this pilgrimage.